to another episode of Good Stuff with Bad People. I'm your host, CJ Cox, and I'm a bad person because the Snapchat filter where you put the dog snout on your face makes me realize I'm not a dog person.
Huh.
Yeah. So, because I'm thinking like, wow, I don't like you, and now I don't like dogs.
With your own face?
No, no, just, you know, anybody sends you a picture or you see the picture with their, with that Snapchat filter. I just think like, all right. So yeah, let's meet our other bad people. Who do we have? Who's going?
All right. I'm a bad person because...
What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Jackie. Jackie.
She's a bad person because she says it like that.
Jackie. That's what I'm going to say right now. Jackie. Sorry. Okay. I have a girlfriend, then that's why I'm bad. No. And,
according to a lot of people in the Christian right. Yeah.
I eat at the Y. I like my fish without the bone. Okay. Anyway, you guys, she's pretty tough.
No one's listening anymore.
I hate you.
You killed the podcast. I hate you. Why are you a bad person?
I'm really mean to her because she's really tough. And I just say things really mean until... And then I tell other people the things I say to her, and they're just like, Jackie, rephrase it at least, or do something. Like, you're really mean to her. Like, I'll even just talk about my ex-wife, and I'll be like, oh, I miss her so much. She was so great. Her voice was so sweet. And I yell at her all the time that her voice is terrible. And I'll just be like, and about my ex-wife, and in front of her, that I miss, because I just went through a lot, and I could have used my ex-wife. And I was like, Anne, do you guys want to do it over? Do you want me to pick something different?
I think. Hi, I'm Greg.
Boo!
Whoa! Oh, sorry. Whoa, what the fuck was that?
Sorry.
Oh my god. CJ's things just popped out
Sorry,
of my head.
Guys.
I'm going to counter you. No, I'm good. A bad you're person because I grew up with cats, and if a friend's cat dies, I don't care, but I pretend to.
Oh.
But I don't care because I don't even remember their names.
You don't like cats.
I don't not like cats. I just don't care about cats. I don't see what the appeal is.
Kitty litter boxes are not pretty.
Well, that's...
Shitting in the house, I never understood that concept.
Wait.
Tommy shits in the backyard.
If there was... not for animals.
Tommy's got a sandbox.
He's got a hole in the backyard.
So seriously,
I don't shit at all. I sealed it up years ago.
Is there a way? Like, is anybody trying to find a way that we can stop shitting?
Colostomy bag?
Or just like...
you're still shitting. You're just
but
shitting
But like, stop taking stuff in. Like, can we just like...
There is a way to do it. I remember...
It's called death.
Well, no, I think you shit after
death. You shit right when you die.
I think
you haven't introduced yourself. Not on a continual basis. Jesus.
Well, true.
Introduce yourself.
Jesus. Now I'm off. Nah, I don't know what to say. This is Dami. This is Dami. And...
Domay.
And,
Gregay.
So let's see, I'm a bad person maybe because this week I auditioned.
What?
For Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That's still on?
Yes, it's still on. And as I was
really successful.
Actually, I was on it this week too.
No way,
yes,
Domay.
With our friend Daniel.
Wow.
Yes, I was the plus one to Daniel's contestant, and I helped him win. However, so I was like, you know what? They're having auditions. I thought I'd give it a shot. That'd be fun. So I go there and I see. Okay, this is seriously why I'm a bad person. I just see all these people with me, the other people auditioning, and I just hate everybody. I'm sure they're perfectly fine people, but I look at them and I hear them talk and these ridiculous conversations, and they just look stupid. And they look annoying, and I just hear them, and I guess I'm not pretentious. What would be the word? I think I'm better than all of them.
Pretentious is pretty accurate.
Yeah. I think that you're more like awake or aligned or whatever.
Well, like they so had,
or you just think you're better than people.
Yeah, they're better than them. They had cameras there. Well, hold on. They had cameras there.
Really? At a TV show?
No, no. It wasn't the TV show. This was just auditions.
Oh, the auditions.
Just auditions. You take a test and that's it. But they had cameras there because the host of the show was coming. And so they're getting everybody, you know, on a game show, you have to be excited. And so everyone has to be, like, smiling and cheering, and they want shots of everyone, like, high-fiving. And I'm watching these people, and they're really into it. And I'm doing everything I can not to roll my eyes and just be the sourpuss. And,
yeah.
I don't think I'm normal. I think that's the thing. Maybe I'm just not normal.
Well, that's normal. What they want on a daytime game show, is sourpuss.
I know. They don't, yeah, exactly. It's like, and so I'm just pretending. I'm like, yeah, I'm high-fiving. And I feel like an idiot.
I was on Last Comic Standing, and they had, like, all of the comics in the room. And they want to put shots of you on there doing stuff like that. And I just couldn't do it. Like, every time the camera was on me, I just ruined it so that it wouldn't... Because I couldn't...
It's hard to be up.
I couldn't be... I can be uppy, but not on purpose. Yeah, like, no, that's for exactly somebody. Yeah. If it's acting, it's fine. And I guess that is acting, but I'm portraying myself.
You can't be I don't up
betray,
on person.
I don't want to portray myself as somebody that's, like, high-fiving. You know what I mean?
So there might be video of me on the Who Wants to Be a Man website looking ridiculously happy.
Oh, yeah, we need to get that. Dommy looking ridiculously
Wait,
happy.
Did you make the audition, or are you going to be a contestant?
Oh, no, I failed miserably. The test is the test for these people. Like, there were 30, 35 people in the room, six passed.
Oh.
It's really a really difficult test.
But your friend passed.
Daniel did pass, yes.
And he's on the show, and he won?
He won.
How
I helped him
win
$20,000.
Did he give you any of it?
No.
And you helped him win?
Yeah.
Should at least get a
but
nice
But he gives you a lot of stuff, though, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I do for friends. I do stuff for friends.
He could at least give you $1,000.
Nah, I would feel weird taking $1,000.
You would take it. You would feel weird if you would take it.
10%.
Okay, here, now, speaking of game shows and people who are... You know, think they're better than
that
people.
That was the chair.
Oh.
Probably didn't.
Years ago, I auditioned. A friend of mine said, like, hey, you're pretty smart. You should audition for Jeopardy.
Oh.
So I went, and they do this test. And the woman who administered the test, she'd been doing this for years, apparently, because she was over it. And she just, she was so snarky. But I did so badly that... And I think I was in the top 20 percentile or something, because they only take the top 5% move on to the other thing where they do the next test. But literally, they were just like, "Don't ever come back."
Do you think like all game show do this like Wheel of Fortune have
an IQ
the
minimum?
Test? Like a
can
you spin this
test like a word test?
I went for Come On Down, The Price Is Right.
Mm.
And they just interview you. But
they interview you online.
Yeah.
Which online?
No, in the line.
No, I mean,
in line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. In line? Is it in line or
online?
In line.
You're back online. East. I think they say online, but nobody knows. Now online is different. But I'm trying to think of what that interview is like.
They just ask where you're from, what you do, and I lied about everything, so everybody told me just to lie.
Yeah, those people are choosing.
Just say you're from Florida.
Yeah, like I said I was Florida and a school teacher.
I'm thinking, like, they should really ask, like, okay, are you wanted for felonies currently?
Right.
Are you
and
a
yes.
sex criminal?
And yes.
Yeah.
No.
A friend of mine won, like, the super big grand prize, Price is Right.
Yeah, a friend of mine did, too. Let's go on it together, you guys. We need to win, too.
I would like odds to of win. Getting on that. Now, if you, honestly, millionaire, if you get picked, you're going to win something.
Let's go on it.
It's just that test.
Will you make it happen and we'll go on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't know if I can help. I failed myself.
Wait, on The Price is Right?
No, on Millionaire, I said.
Okay, what would be the dumbest game show you could be on?
Oh, I would love to be on Match Game. Match Game.
Bam.
Do they even do that anymore?
Yeah,
bam.
It's Alec Baldwin.
Okay.
He's the host.
Oh, yeah,
and
Match Game.
And again, they have, again, with the contestants, when they come around the corner, they force, you can tell they forced. They force these people to wave their hands and point to the celebrities.
Everybody's
waving
and
pointing.
That's hard for me.
Yeah.
I would like to be on the 70s Gene Rayburn Match Game. where all the contestants were slightly drunk. And, and they're, like, actually drunk, and, like, Richard Dawson's smoking cigarettes.
Not slightly drunk. Apparently, yeah. I read something where they said they would shoot two episodes in a row.
More than that. They would shoot all day, and by lunch, it was lunchtime when they would, I know a lot about the show, they would drink during lunch, and when they came back for the second half, they were splotched.
Oh, my God.
And that they were just, just trying to make each other laugh, so they didn't even care. And they were saying, yes, some interviewer read, said, like, yeah, there was just some housewife from Des Moines trying to make grocery money, and we didn't care.
Yeah, the prizes were comparatively incredibly small, like $250.
Yeah.
Well, no,
I'd like to win $250.
They were up to $5,000-$10,000, I think, for the final thing. Actually, the new show, they actually drink. They're actually sitting there visibly drinking.
Oh, really?
They're trying to get them drunk. And when, oh my God, when Leslie Jones did it, she was insane. It was one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
Who's Leslie Jones?
From Saturday Night
Live. Leslie Jones.
Oh, right, right. Oh, I love her. Yeah.
She was screaming. She was flopping on the floor. She went nuts.
Flopping on the floor?
There was a lot of flopping. She was like a black fish on the floor.
Oh, Jesus.
Has anybody seen Japanese game shows, though?
Where you like have to jump through the shape of a body with the walls coming at you, and you have to jump into the air at a weird shape,
like
the game Perfection, where the pieces fit together. You have to jump in, but if you don't, it squeezes you off into the the piranha pit or something.
Or there was one where people had to tie meat onto their head.
Meat?
Yeah, meat.
Mm-hmm.
Like meat.
They would tie better and better.
Yeah, meat onto their head, and then they had to put their heads through this. Into this big dome. So there were these holes in the bottom of this dome, and they had to put their heads through there. And there was this big
piranha?
5 foot, no, like iguana or
Gila monster or
no,
something.
But could it touch him?
Like Komodo dragon. Yeah. It would come after the meat, and it was whoever was the last one to pull their head out.
Oh my God.
It was like the winner.
I still want to do it.
And then there's one where
you're not
going you
to say anything that's going to make me not want to do it.
You have to recite tongue twisters or something. And when you
right now, I don't want to do it.
Get it?
I'd be pretty good at that one.
Except when you get it wrong, when you flub, there's an automatic bat that hits you in the balls.
What if you don't?
You're
have
making
balls?
This up.
I'm not making this up. We can look it up online.
It's like I don't feel the Japanese. Like sometimes the television in Japan doesn't have regulations the way it does.
Regulations
in America.
like abuse we, and.
Let's go on it, you guys.
I'm not going
red leather, yellow leather.
She stood upon the balcony, inexplicably mimicking him hiccuping while amicably walking him in.
Front to lobotomy, the bottle in front of me.
You sounded a little drunk.
Yeah. You always sound a little drunk, though.
I'm not drunk, though.
Mm-hmm. Maybe when you're drunk, you sound sober.
This is true.
Okay, so this game. So let's picture this game show. What would be... Okay, where would be your limit? Where would you say, like, okay, not...
I wouldn't want nudity.
Oh, no, I'm all for the nudity.
Yeah,
okay, so you'd be good with the nudity. Yeah. You wouldn't... Oh, and I heard a story about this guy, and I think it was on NPR or something, but he wanted to be a comedian. He was so in Japan, and he signed up for this game show, and you didn't know what they were going to do. And then they kidnapped him and stripped him naked and left him in this room just with a pile of magazines.
For like a year!
For a year, he was just kind of kidnapped and
naked. Didn't know he was on television. Right?
Yeah.
And he was naked for a year?
He had to win clothing. So, like, for most of the year, he was just naked in this room on TV.
Did he make money?
Was he cute?
No. What he had to do was, I think he had to enter contests. Like, so, he didn't even have food. Oh. He had to, like, the first thing he did was win a bag of rice, but it took him, like, I don't know, a week or something.
And, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, then he didn't poop, like, going back to what we were talking about earlier.
Right. Nobody wants to poop anymore. Why? It's 2017. Let's stop pooping. Right? There's got to be something we could take.
Hydrocodone.
No, there is. Like, I remember seeing an interview with the doctor, from the original Survivor.
Yeah.
And he said, very bluntly, he hadn't had a bowel movement in, like, months. Because they were eating so little food and they were so...
That's what I
that,
want.
That your
dehydrated.
Body, his body just took every element of the food and they weren't...
That's
there was no waste product.
That's what we need
product.
To do. That's what we need.
Well, I only poop like every 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I don't... I exercise all
the
time.
All right, this could be the game show.
Can we poop
last
the longest?
Poop? No, look, I just had foot surgery, and they gave me hydrocodone, which I've never had before. And the first 2 days, and it was like, I've never experienced, I looked like a 9-month pregnant woman by the third day.
From all the poop stored in your belly?
Mm-hmm.
Your poop was in your belly?
What about you, CJ?
I'm not sure why we're talking about this. We talk a lot about poop on this podcast.
What about that game show? Going back to game shows, do you know about the Naked Game Show?
No.
Oh, there's this dating. It's in Europe. I don't know if they tried it here yet. They probably will. It's a nude love connection, basically.
Oh.
For instance, there would be a woman picking three guys, and the guys are totally naked. And they do this game show where she's trying to pick her date or something like that. And not coincidentally, she usually picks the bigger guy.
Aren't they revealed, like, from the feet up?
The bigger private or
the bigger
physical?
Penis. The biggest penis. She usually picks the biggest penis.
Are the penises erect?
Oh,
it's
full frontal, everything.
Are the penises
erect?
No,
they're not erect. They're not
erect. So how do you know, really?
True. True.
And how cold is the studio?
I assume they keep it quite
warm. Because I'm British. My parents are British. I'm just saying.
Well, you can, it's called Naked Dating, I think it's called.
Isn't there something? Yeah, I think there's a game show like that.
There's Naked and Afraid here.
Oh, Naked and Afraid is amazing. Have you seen
on
that?
An island or something.
Naked and Afraid, everybody gets parasites. Like, it's really torture.
Naked and
it's
Diarrhea.
Torture.
That's a
I'd like to go on that, though. They're so thin by the end of it.
They are thin by the end.
I would totally do that.
You really see how much better like people look when they are thinner.
How long are they out there?
But they don't even win prize.
Like 3 weeks or something.
They don't win a prize. They don't win anything.
What do they get?
They just feel the sense of accomplishment. Maybe they win five. They win a stipend for the day, like acting stipend for the day. So the
stipend?
Is that what it's called?
Are you saying the word stipend?
That's what I'm trying to say.
An acting stipend?
Do you remember on, in Living Color when he was in the jail
cell? You're in the business.
I know.
That's why I'm afraid to talk. I'm afraid to say something wrong.
I say stuff wrong all the day, but I have to admit that I do it on purpose. No, I don't.
Although, don't you run into words that you have seen in print, but you realize, like, I've never pronounced that word?
My mother, who's very smart and has read every book of literature that has ever been written, grew up reading the word as mizzled. M-I-S-L-E-D.
Oh.
He was mizzled. And to this day, she hears mizzled in her head.
Huh.
And I now call it mizzled.
Did she read Dear God, It's Me, Margaret?
No. But she caught me that when I was in sixth grade.
Did she? Did you love it?
So you'd learn about, because
your period.
I have 3 older sisters.
She was afraid you were going to get your period.
Have we talked about this?
No.
Oh, no, she...
It just came out.
Oh, no. we hit a pay dirt with...
I thought that's why you brought it up. Trauma. No, she... So the weird thing was, it was in my stocking. So technically Santa Claus gave me Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret. And so this was like late 70s or like 1980 maybe. And it was out of date then. Like, it was all belts and the pads hooked with belts and stuff. And I used to read my sister's Tampax brochure.
That's where she got it for you. She's
well,
saw you reading it.
You know, it had, like, cross sections. It was very fascinating. And I, you know. So, but after I read that book, I would just spend the next couple of weeks, like, staring at all the women in my life, horrified that what was happening down there.
Oh, God.
And did you ever ask her what was the reason?
No, because this is the same my mother, who I took a book in fourth grade out on cats from the library. Like, it was about cats. It was just a story
not
about
cats,
kittens and cats.
But I thought you didn't like cats.
No. Well, this might be why. Because the middle pages had a cross section, like an anatomical cross section of cats mating.
Oh,
like
God.
An illustration of cats mating with the little barbed penis or whatever going in.
They showed the penis?
Yeah. And my mother said, this is the only talk I got. Like, the talk. My mother said... it's very similar in humans. That was the only sex talk I got. That's what I still think.
So your mother,
which is why I meow during sex.
Gay for cats.
Gay for. There's a pussy joke in there somewhere, but I can't.
There's a word that I didn't know how to pronounce that I actually pronounced here for the first time.
Okay, what was the word?
It was a female anatomical part.
Vulva.
Well, actually, not female, I guess. Areola.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jackie talks about them all the time.
Men have areolas.
No, I know that, but in reference, I was referring to that. I've never said it out loud, and it was in a script I wrote.
Oh.
And so I'm reading the script, and I get to the word, I'm like, areola? I had no idea. No one laughed, so I was like, I got it right.
I did my stand-up in Ireland. And I have jokes about areolas, and after, like, I did really well, except for that one joke, which usually does well, and after, this guy was like, he was from the States, and he was like, your areola, I really didn't get your areola joke, because in Ireland, it's all nipple. It's not areola.
It's a giant nipple?
It's just all called your nipple.
Oh, it's all called your nipple. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not just the nipple part. The areola is called nipple, too.
There's no accounting for the Irish.
I thought you meant like one giant...
oh, that they don't have... The thing they is actually have areolas, nipple. But they don't
like, genetically, they're not different.
Yeah, genetically, they're the same.
That would be a good game show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is this nipple from?
Yeah, you just see close-ups. Oh, wait. Now, the dating show... So there's not the... There's... So it's all just girls picking guys.
No, I think it's...
So do guys ever get to...
I just know about it. I've seen the little clips. But I think it's guys picking girls as well. I don't know if they're all... I can't remember if they're all naked or... Most likely.
Yeah, probably.
Is it called Butterface? That would be a good name for that.
Yeah, sure. It would be great.
The Areolas would be a good name for a sitcom.
Yeah.
That's the family name.
Yeah.
The Areolas.
Although I feel like when you're like on a nude beach, a lot of... apparent beauty decisions go away because, like, no one's staring
like
at
you. I assume everybody's been on a nude beach. When you're on a nude beach,
I know that we've been on a nude beach.
Yeah.
Have you never been on a nude
beach? I've been on a nude beach.
Then fine.
So the assumption stands.
So no one's looking at your love handles when your junk's hanging out.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, because everybody's just like, oh, huh.
Well, right. Also,
you're
nothing
also
squeezing.
You're looking less when you're at a nude beach because you're just...
You're looking less?
Yeah, like I'm... And coming up in 2 weeks is my World Naked Bike Ride that I'll be riding. And you don't really... When
Do you
you're naked with
down?
Hundreds of people, it's not that... You just... It's all normal.
That's true.
You notice less.
I don't know. Have you guys ridden your bikes naked ever?
No.
I've been hiking naked.
Have you?
Is that where you broke the foot?
Was that a
euphemism? Did you have shoes on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had shoes on.
Do you wear shoes biking?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Maybe we should do. What if we did a podcast on the road and we do like on the like I'm a reporter at the naked bike ride
from the naked bike ride. Okay. Although this isn't really related, but kind of naked, I guess. Okay. So here's a
got really creepy in your voice. Yeah. When you said that.
Okay. So here's the
hand motion. You guys can't see it. It's a very creepy hand motion. Okay. Said that.
So theoretical question. So you are out. Your best friend. Let's call him John.
Okay.
Your best friend is introducing you to his new boyfriend, girlfriend. We'll call them Jesse. So, because it could be male, female. Doesn't really matter.
Tranny? That's not a good word. Sorry.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh, ouch.
I'm allowed.
Oh, boy, we're gonna get letters. So
we're going to get letter.
Yeah. You go out to dinner with them. And you're like, oh, Jesse, you look familiar. And halfway through dinner, you realize Jesse is your favorite porn star.
Oh.
By another name. So here's the question. And you realize John doesn't know.
Oh.
Oh. John doesn't know?
Well, you get the impression John doesn't know. Or how do you
tell John after the fact?
After the fact? After the relationship?
After the dinner. I would text John.
How would you bring it
up? Well, all right, so in front of them both, you would say to Jesse, you'd ask Jesse, so what do you do for a living?
Or, I'm a nursing student.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, you look so familiar. Jesse gets that a lot.
Yeah, do you go to... yeah, you must go to emergency rooms a lot.
Hmm. You send a link and say, this looks so much like Jesse. Isn't that funny?
Wait, you would send them a link?
Well, what if Jesse turns out to be, like, really sweet and wonderful? Maybe you don't want to ruin it. Well, maybe I would talk to Jesse, like, on the side. It's like, I recognize you from so-and-so. Does John know? And then go from there, or...
Yeah, I mean, let's assume that Jesse is sweet and nice.
I mean, it's just porn. I have friends who are in porn.
I would worry about diseases and worry about my friend a little bit.
But porn people actually are quite sick.
I'm sure they
don't
are.
Don't they get tested?
I'm sure they definitely are.
All the time.
Yeah.
But if it's my
they
best
get tested
friend,
every 2 years.
Would, it depends on the best friend, too. You know, my best friend Lynn has slept with 2 people her whole life. I wouldn't want to set her up, you know, I wouldn't want to be like, bye, go have sex with this guy who's had sex with thousands of people. But if my friend was more promiscuous, I might be like, oh, let them
Lynn's
figure
gonna
it
be
out
super
themselves.
Happy you told everyone that.
Lynn? Hey, Lynn.
Yeah, where would be the line? That you're thinking like
serial
okay.
killer if like oh you know what this Jesse is like a serial killer.
Well,
I'm not. Wanted.
Yeah, I'm thinking serial killer. You would
yes,
let them know.
Be a
but
warning.
But they've done porn. Is that like a?
I can't imagine that I wouldn't have that conversation. Like you know that's Tex Ryder from I guess that's a pretty good porn name.
Tex Ryder. Okay, but you would have the conversation with John.
Yeah, if he was my best friend, I think so. Yeah. Or,
I would
yeah.
feel responsible to tell him if he is my best
friend. I wouldn't
want
to ruin their
but
happiness.
But say my best friend was, you know, I have guy friends that sleep with a lot of girls or a lot of guys. If he was like that, then it wouldn't be so like a red flag. Like, I got to tell him. I'd be like,
I mean, it would depend if he's being lied to by this Jesse,
yeah.
then yes. I would say something, but honestly, is it like unless I know that, I don't know if he already knows.
Yeah, how do you bring it up? I mean, but you would okay, so you would bring it up with Jesse first.
I think that would be a fun little conversation, and then me and Jesse would have a little secret.
Okay,
you know, my husband did a Broadway tour with a porn star, who is also a music theater guy, and he was never shy about it or never. You know,
yeah, porn people are generally proud, actually. A lot of them, I mean, at least, like, we live in a different world. I don't know if you're middle America, it's different. But here, I know the porn people are, like, just, they're not ashamed of being in porn. They're proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to do porn, you're probably, I mean, and nowadays, the idea that everything lives on the internet and everything is, all you have to do is just.
Yeah, there's no secret.
Sort of look somebody, yeah. just Google anybody.
Did you guys
Jackie
see Tickled?
Monahan. What?
Did you see Tickled, the documentary?
Oh, no. Ooh, I can't be tickled.
Wait,
no.
What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I can't be tickled.
Did your Uncle Joe pin you down and tickle you till you cried every time you visited?
No, but it's very painful for me when I get tickled.
I love being tickled. Ugh. I think that's why
I
love.
I punched an ex-boyfriend in the face once by mistake because he started tickling me and then I punched him and said, ooh, sorry. Oh, I don't like to be tickled. And then it all came back to me.
I love being tickled.
I actually can't have sex sometimes because the body contact tickles and it's very distracting and
that's gotta be tough.
You gotta put that on your profile. I might have to stop because I might start
it's
laughing.
Just, and it's very distracting. And it's
bad
like, no,
don't touch.
And it's like, well, what's the point? It's, yeah. It's a sickness.
Wait, what is this documentary, though?
Okay, so, well, you have to watch it. I watched it, like, you know, I'm like, this sounds interesting. And it's more out there than, like, most scripted shows. All right, so these young guys, like 18 to 23, are hired by some woman to be videotaped tickling each other. And they're all kind of like sport jockey straight guys. And one guy...
Liking it so far.
Yeah, I actually want to...
You guys are going to love it.
Right.
I can't believe they're straight.
Oh, that's even hotter.
They're straight.
Okay.
So one guy gets tied down and the other three guys get on top of them and
tickle
the straight guy. But they're all straight. They're all wearing, like...
Jockstraps?
Not jockstraps. They're all wearing their, like, soccer uniforms. Oh. And, like, so this guy finds it, and he already, like, does a lot of... He has a podcast, and his podcast is all weird things on it. And someone sends him one of the videos, like, this is weird. And he's like, this is weird. So he contacts the person in charge and says... you know, I'd like to interview about this tickle, you know, where did this come about? And the woman just writes back, swearing at him, calling him a faggot, saying they don't want anything to do with faggots. And, you know, watching this, and it's like, who's it for then, you know? But so the guy would have probably just let it go, but because it was so strange how he was harassed back, he wanted to interview more. So he tries to interview all the guys. Nobody will be interviewed. So he finally gets one guy to interview, and the guy.
How many guys have done this?
A lot, because they get money. Right. They get, you know, they don't even believe it's real. Like, go get tickled, and you get $1,000, and the next day there's $1,000. You know.
So I couldn't do it.
So one guy, you know, we'll talk on it, and he was a professional soccer player. And he wanted to go on a different team, and his video came up. One of the videos came up, and he, you know, contacted them and asked them to take it down and never heard anything. So then he contacted YouTube and said, will you take this down? And they took it down, and the owner of the tickle thing went nuts and put it on every single spot that any video could be on, was on Venmo, like anything.
And this is the same woman who swore at the guy and everything?
Yeah.
What is her deal?
Does the documentary get to her?
Yeah, so I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's insane.
Is there comeuppance? Does she get comeuppance?
But it's kind of
crazy for me. Like, I was like, oh, it's the first time, like, it's straight men that are getting screwed.
Okay, and it's tickled. So the documentary is tickled.
Yeah.
And
it's on HBO right now.
Okay.
They're not, like, tickling them with their penises.
No, they're all clothed.
Hmm.
Okay, but it's like cake sitting. You guys know about that?
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's a waste.
Are they naked?
No. But it's like women in their bra and panties.
Oh, it's like smoosh videos.
You guys are like, ew, when you heard women.
So I guess there are these websites. These women
just... You guys would rather balls were in the cake.
They just get paid to sit on these cakes.
Wow. Bikinis or naked?
I think in their bras and panties.
Oh, okay.
And so they
What kind of cakes, though?
All kinds of cakes. That's the thing. I think people ask for specific cakes. If you're a fan and you contribute or something, then you can have somebody sit on a specific type of cake.
There is a fetish with that. People have wanted me to cover myself in, like, cake and dessert and stuff.
And have you done it?
No, that's a waste. I like eating that stuff. I'm addicted to sugar.
Did you do it?
No.
No. We're going to look it up now.
What's the weirdest thing you've done with food? Anything sexual with food?
I respect food too much.
But you do get very aroused with
yeast. Oh my God. I get aroused with
yeast.
When I make my dough, I will take it in my hands and I just... Oh, it smells so
And you get aroused.
I get excited. I love it. Oh, it's fantastic.
Have we eaten your penis dough?
I have not fed you dough that has touched my body.
Has it touched your body?
It has to touch my hands.
But has it touched
your hands? Do you wash your hands?
Of course. Mm. Most of the time.
Wow. Okay, that's good stuff. Good stuff.
Our podcast
I really want to make a cake now. Well, I won't make it. I'll buy it and sit on it in my brown panties and send it to my girlfriend and see what she says.
I'd love to get a cake in the face.
I think, and not say anything about it, and be like,
just proud of myself sitting in the cake.
I would want it to be a vanilla cake.
And just make her, just see her reaction. Like,
can we do, like, maybe for each podcast, we should get a picture of her sitting on a cake.
Okay.
And put it up.
If you get that, we'll put it up. Okay. On the website. All right.
I'll make the cake.
I want to see what my girlfriend would do. I feel like she would just be like, oh, thank you. Like, I don't know what her reaction would be.
If you went to all the trouble to...
Make a cake and sit in my brown panties. Yeah. I'm just, like, proud of myself.
Uh-huh. Although I think that there's probably another step you could take it where it would just be really ironic and funny, but
yeah,
was my stomach's growling. I'm hungry.
Okay. All right, so we're gonna go
ass cake.
We're gonna go eat
just
ass
wipe
cake.
It off.
And we will sort of wrap this up. So, this has been another edition of Good Stuff with
the best one,
Bad People. And thank you very much for listening.